Hello, and welcome to the Deep Dive. We're so glad you're joining us.
Yes, welcome. Today we've got a really sweet story you shared with us.
That's right. It's called Pippin, the pumpkin that laughed too much. And we thought we'd dive into it today.
It sounds really fun, just a nice autumn story. But there's actually some interesting stuff going on beneath the surface.
Exactly. So our mission, you could say, is to look at this story about a laughing pumpkin and see what it tells us. What's the big idea hidden inside?
Because the big question really is, well, can a pumpkin actually laugh? And, what happens when it does? Especially when its laugh is so big, it changes a whole town festival.
Okay, let's set the scene. The story takes place in a little town called Harvest Hollow.
Harvest Hollow. And they have this really important tradition every single year.
Yeah, a contest. They need to find the pumpkin with the funniest face. That's the key part, the face.
Right. It's all about how the pumpkin looks, how funny the carved face is. It's a visual thing.
Like, who can carve the silliest smile or the goofiest eyes?
Exactly. It's about the carving, not about actual fun, maybe.
Good point. So into this town comes our main character, Pippin.
Ah, Pippin. He's described as just a lovely, round, orange pumpkin, ready to be carved.
But here's the thing, this story points out, it says he had the biggest, happiest smile in the whole pumpkin patch before anyone even touched him with a carving tool.
Oh, that's interesting. So he was already kind of happy, naturally.
Seems like it. Like he had the joy inside already.
Okay, so then a child comes along and carves him, gives him two goofy eyes and a wiggly mouth. Pretty standard funny face stuff.
Right. But here's where it gets really interesting.
Go on.
The second the carving is finished, Pippin lets out this huge, loud, squeaky ha-ha.
Whoa, not just a funny face, but a funny sound.
Exactly. And everyone was just shocked. The story says people were like, wait,
I
did that pumpkin just laugh?
bet they were surprised. Pumpkins don't usually make noise,
He's
right?
probably not. And it wasn't just one laugh. Oh no. Once Pippin started, he just couldn't stop giggling.
Couldn't stop, like continuous laughter.
Yes, an unstoppable giggle. And the story tells us what made him laugh. It wasn't jokes.
Oh, so what was it then?
Well, silly little things. Like, he laughed when a squirrel sneezed. A chew.
A sneezing squirrel.
And then he laughed when he saw a crow trying to dance on a fence all wobbly.
Ah, I can picture that, a clumsy crow dance.
And he even laughed when a little autumn leaf just floated down and landed right on someone's nose.
Just random, everyday, funny moments, not planned jokes at all.
Exactly. Just the silliness of life happening around him.
And his laugh. The story says it rolled across the field like thunder.
Yeah. Big booming giggles. Not quiet little chuckles.
Oh,
Thunderous laughter.
wow. So how did the townspeople react to, well, a thundering, laughing pumpkin? Must have messed up their contest.
It did at first. They were worried. They thought, oh no, how can we judge the funny faces if this pumpkin is laughing so loud?
Right. It's kind of disruptive, isn't it? Hard to be serious and judge faces with that going on.
But then something amazing happened. Pippin's laughter, it was contagious.
Ugh, like when one person yawns, everyone yawns, but with laughing.
Exactly like that. First, the judges, the serious ones, they started to chuckle a bit.
The judges, really?
Yep, then the kids started snorting with laughter. And then even the mayor, who this story says was usually pretty grumpy,
Let me guess. He started laughing too.
he burst into a huge belly laugh. Just couldn't help himself.
No way, the grumpy mayor, that's fantastic.
And soon, the whole festival, everyone was just rolling in the grass, laughing so hard they had happy tears.
So the contest didn't matter anymore.
Not really. They were all just having so much fun together, laughing because of Pippin.
That's actually really lovely. They found real fun, not just a funny-looking pumpkin.
Totally.
Yeah.
So by the time the sun started to set, everyone knew who the winner was.
Howdy Pippin,
It
right?
was Pippin. But he didn't win funniest pumpkin face. They decided he won funniest pumpkin ever.
Ever. That's a big title. So he changed the whole contest just by laughing.
He really did. And the story ends saying his giggles could be heard late into the night.
Uh-oh, were people annoyed trying to sleep?
Nope. Nobody minded at all. Because, as the story says, that shared laughter just felt so sweet in the cool autumn air.
Ah, that's a nice way to put it. Laughter tasting sweet.
Yeah. So that's the story of Pippin. Pretty fun, right?
It really is. And, moving from just enjoying the story to thinking about it, what's fascinating here is the simple lesson.
What do you think of that is?
Well, for anyone listening, especially the kids, It really shows how powerful laughter is, doesn't it?
How it spreads, like Pippin's giggle spreading through the whole festival.
Exactly. His laughter wasn't planned, it was just real. And it took what was maybe an ordinary kind of serious day.
The contest day.
Right. And it turned it into something really special and extraordinary, brought everyone together, you know, the judges, the kids, even the grumpy mayor.
It broke down the seriousness.
It did. So the lesson, I think, is pretty clear from the story. Laughter is like a gift.
A gift you can share?
Mm-hmm. And if you share it, like Pippin did, the whole world just feels a little bit brighter, a little bit happier.
That's a wonderful way to think about it. Pippin really did bring so much joy to Harvest Hollow just by being himself and laughing at sneezes and wobbly crows.
And it shows that sharing happiness can be super easy. It's like, well, it's as easy as sharing a giggle, right?
It really is. You don't need a big plan.
Nope. Just noticing the little funny things.
So before we wrap up this deep dive, maybe we can leave you with a little thought to take away.
Yeah. What's that?
Well, Pippin found laughs in unexpected places, right? Mm. The sneeze, the leaf.
Mm-hmm. The simple, silly stuff.
So here's the thought. What's the silliest thing you can find today? Something small, maybe a little goofy, that might make you let out a loud, squeaky ha-ha-ha. Just like Pippin.
Ooh, I like that. A challenge to find your own Pippin moment.
Exactly. Yeah. Go find it and maybe share that giggle. Let your own happy sound roll out there.
A great idea. Find your giggle. Thanks for joining us.
We'll catch you on the next deep dive. Bye for now.